Elected members, it is 6:30. Declare the meeting open. We begin by acknowledging that we're on the traditional lands of the Kaurna people. We respect their elders past and present. I'll let everyone know that parts of the General Council meeting which aren't confidential will be recorded and made publicly available. However, we do have a number of confidential items this evening. Does any elected member wish to foreshadow a potential conflict of interest with any item on the agenda? If not, we'll keep going. It's a special general meeting, so we don't worry about minutes, etc. And we can get straight on to the first item, which I think was going to be in relation to the Morfordville.
So do you want to, because there's an agenda item for the MCC, do you want to move that to after?
Oh, yes. So, well, with leave of the meeting, we'll deal with the Morfordville item first, since we have an external guest, so to speak. Councillor Crossland.
Yeah, thank you, Your Worship. Can I just ask why this is coming to this meeting? Number one, it's a special General Council meeting. And secondly, we've got an Urban Planning Committee, which is best placed to deal with this.
No doubt, Councillor, you have your opinion for restricting it to planning matters, but it's actually the presentation, I think, will show you that it's much more than about planning issues. And secondly, when a special general meeting is called, there were obviously some overflow items from the last general meeting, but between then and the time this agenda was set, Mr. Harrison and I met with the met with representatives of SAJC, and the breadth of the proposal that was discussed was worthy of all councillors hearing it and giving some consideration to it. So that's the reason. Councillor Hull?
Question on that. If this is just a briefing tonight and there's not going to be any resolution put forward, I would concur it's pretty harmless, but is there reading material or a recommendation attached to this?
Well, I think it's a very important matter for elected members to be aware of, and elected members may wish to investigate more or resolve something, but there weren't any. Were there agenda papers distributed specifically about the item?
Yes.
When did that happen? There were. Did you say four? That's right. It's the public agenda, page four.
We have two agendas here, surely.
I'm not going to bite with that one. So, if I have leave of the meeting to call that matter on first, then I'd invite Mr. Meyer to come forward. I presume that's what's been arranged with staff. And then the question is whether there's a motion to go into confidence, because it does affect the business affairs of SAJC. Is there someone to move that we have the discussion in confidence? Councillor Velescu, seconded Councillor Pryor. All those in favour? Those against? That's carried by majority. So we close the door, and the what is discussed is confidential. And we just need to check who's in the room. So our governance manager will just check. All set? Good to go. So.
To this, we can only go on what information's at hand. Now, as I see it, the fundamental development proposal it might change in subtle ways, but the residential component is probably not going to change. Let's face it, it's going to be where it's depicted now. There's no room elsewhere to practically put it, unless you put it in the middle, which is unlikely. So I think as this is printed is the way to go. Mr. Mayor, I want to make it clear that I'm generally supportive of what the SAJ is doing here. I was from the get-go, and I don't know whether there's any councillors still here that remembers it when it was first brought up, but the genesis of this project is actually from this very council. But in doing so, I think it's our duty to make sure that we mitigate the impact of this proposal where we can in terms of the impact on local residents. And I'm not going to ignore what I heard on Talkback Radio with David Bevan. There was a flurry of calls, and I think that that's heads up. That means we should take that seriously. And getting a traffic management study and parking implications is really prudent to actually making sure that we get the best outcome with this right from the beginning. It does worry me that we're a long way down the track with the DPA being approved by SCAP, and then this is our first opportunity as a council to make comment on it, apart from the initial tentative support for what was portrayed. So it's down to the rats and mice, and we should be actually trying to foresee problems and address them as we can.
Councillor Hull, just give staff the opportunity to respond to any factual issues raised there. For example, that it's the first opportunity council's had to comment. And please come forward so that we can have your answer recorded on the microphone. Mr. Mel Hewish and Mr. Della Coombs. We're in public session.
Through the chair, as part of the DPA, council did there were traffic studies done. Initially, it was mainly for Morfitt Road and Anzac Highway. Council could see that there was an issue with the Plimpton Park residential area, so we actually sought that an additional traffic study be done of that particular area, which they did. And our traffic staff have looked at it, and they were comfortable with what they saw at this particular point in time. As has been said before, it's not until we actually get the finer detail that, and I guess another traffic study has to be undertaken to show us how that works. But for what was proposed under the DPA, the traffic study showed that the street should be reasonably comfortable.
So, Mr. Manhewish, in terms of what this amendment would seek, is it the case then that staff have already made studies of the traffic implications based on currently available information?
That's correct. As part of the DPA, we provided comment back.
Thank you. Anyone else, or were anyone speaking in favour of the motion? It was seconded by Councillor Gard. Then I'll leave it to, wasn't it? I thought councillors.
The amendment.
The amendment. I thought you were talking about the motion. Is there any, that was the motion that you were dealing with, Councillor Gard. Is there a seconder to the amendment? Councillor Telfer, you wish to speak to it?
To assist the residents nearby by being aware of the traffic flows and parking is important.
Very well. We vote immediately on the amendment. All those in favour, raise your hand. All those against, raise your hand. The amendment is carried, and debate can continue on the motion if anyone hasn't spoken yet. If not, then any further comment by the mover? No, then we'll put the motion as amended to the vote. All those in favour, raise your hand. All those against, raise your hand. It's carried unanimously. Thank you. And then there is a separate proposal to keep the presentation itself in confidence for the time being, I'm advised. Where can I find that?
It's on the screen.
Last place I would have looked. Councillors, Moved Councillor Valescu, seconded Councillor Pryor. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Thank you. And thanks, Mr. Mayor, for your attendance. You can stay another couple of hours if you want, but you're also free to go. Thank you. So now we return to Marion Cultural Centre Plaza. So given that there are some dollars to be discussed, I think that's the only reason for confidential discussion, but nonetheless, would someone like to move, go into confidence? Is that right? Move that we go into conference to discuss the matter. Page 3 of the public agenda has that motion. Councillor Pryor moved. Seconded Councillor Schilling. All those in favour? It's carried unanimously. All those against? Carried unanimously. The appropriate staff members may be in the room. Others must have departed. Would someone like to move the confidentiality covering motion on page 7 to have confidential discussion? Councillor Crossland, seconded Councillor Pryor. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Thank you. So we go into confidence. We're now dealing with an unsolicited proposal. So again, we're just checking that the right people are in the room and to have a confidential discussion because it involves somebody's business case, etc. Councillor Hutchinson moving to go into confidence and seconded Councillor Telfer. All those in favour? Carried unanimously, so we will close the door again. Thank you. As we now deal with proposals for the city services surplus land, there are obvious reasons to go into confidential discussion. Moved Councillor Valescu, go into confidence. Seconded Councillor Schilling. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. So let's just make sure the right people are in the room or out of the room. And then we can begin discussion.